another edition of Brief Talk Podcast. This week, we are turning the tables on our host, Tim, and digging a little deeper into some nitty-gritty facts about him, his love of underwear, his love of singlets, and more info on his podcast and what his experience has been owning and hosting it. So welcome, Tim. It's good to have the opportunity to interview you.
I know. The tables have turned, and I am on the hot seat this time.
Oh, yes, and we're going to definitely make it burn.
Oh, good. And just to let everyone know, I have no idea what Jay's going to ask because I asked not to get the questions beforehand. So I will hear them when you hear them.
Fantastic. Let's start.
All right.
So, you know, this is really based on the last conversation we had. So I was curious, what is the largest sum you've ever splurged on an underwear haul?
Oh, Lord. Largest I've ever done. I've never really gone out and bought a lot at one time, usually. Usually I space it out over, but I will say probably the most I've ever spent was probably $250.
Okay.
Was it? Because I wanted, I was horrible. I went to Macy's. And they had a sale going on, and they had, I don't know if people remember the Poppy line with the like cartoon characters on it. It was years ago. It was 10 years ago. I bought that. I bought the Two Exist Sleek, not Sleek. It was the mesh. What was the mesh called?
I had a pair of those.
I love those. I got a pair of those.
Yep.
I got Calvin Klein. I got a bunch of stuff. I just went crazy because I got a job that paid me really well. And I'm like, I am going to enjoy. And I did. And I bought $250 worth and loved every minute. But I would normally, when I bought underwear, I would like buy weekly, you know, sort of like I would buy a pair here and then a pair, two pairs here. And but yeah, $250. I know we have listeners who have gone $400, $500, $600. One in particular I know has bought $800 at one time. But I'm just like, $250 is about it. That's probably the most. There's been a lot of hundreds. There's been a lot of hundreds in a row. There's been a lot of stuff like that, but nothing. I don't go too crazy, even though I want to. Because when I went to New York with Century 21 that used to be up there,
and it's coming back, I hear.
Oh, I stumbled into the underwear section and I was in heaven because it was this amazing underwear section and everything, of course, was clearance priced. And I kept gathering and my ex at the time was like, he's like, what are you doing? I was like, just go, leave me here. I will catch up with you. And I had like, I know at least $300 worth of stuff and I did not have $300. So I'm like, I had to think about what I wanted to buy. And finally I narrowed it down to stuff I couldn't get at home. So if it's like Two Exist or something, I'm like, I can probably get that at home somewhere or online. I'm getting only the brands I cannot get at home. So I got it down to $70. So yeah.
It's not bad. And it was you practiced some self-control.
I was about crying when I left because I'm like, I want this and I want this and I want this. And I'm like, I don't have the money for all of this. I know I don't have the money for all of this. And then it was like, okay. But I was so upset. I was just like, I need to come back here. And I never went back before they closed. So,
well, $200 is not that bad. I was thinking it was going to be something completely obscene.
No, I'm good. Although when I did have my international mail card, I would routinely pay it down on $200 limit that I thought I was just, you know, at 19, 20, I thought I was just like, oh my God, I had it made. I would charge that damn thing up every time. And it's like, oh, okay, let's pay it off. Let's charge it back up. Let's pay it off. So I had a lot of undergear back in the day and I probably still have it somewhere because I didn't get rid of some of it. Some of it's like, no, I cannot get rid of this.
Even you should dig that out.
I know where it
That'd
is.
Be
I
nice just to have see. To...
I have like the sock still. I have some singlets, some spandex. I know the cutest thing I ever got were these. They had this two pair of spandex shorts that were real short. They were black and white and they zipped all the way around and you could switch and zip the black and the white. So one side was black, one side was white. And I still have those.
They were very ingenious.
So yeah, and it went all the way around. So it would completely come off. So this is like someone's dream now. If you saw this pair, you'd be like, oh, and the metal and the zipper was plastic. So I remember that because it wouldn't
really,
it wouldn't grab you zip up. Places that like a metal zipper. It's like, I'm sure if you did it, it would still hurt, but not like a metal zipper. So
they had some crazy designs. I'm sure you've seen the documentary.
So, oh yeah, I interviewed them.
It was so amazing.
The documentary. Oh, by the way, people,
I did. That's how I know about it.
It's on Tubi now. So if you have Tubi, someone sent me a thing the other day. Mm. It's streaming on Tubi. So if you haven't bothered to see it, go to Tubi.
Good to know. I'm going to watch it again. I rented it from Apple, but I heard about it through your interview.
Oh, I bought it. I bought it the day it came out for like $9. So I'm like, I'm buying it. I'm not renting it. I'm just buying it and I need to watch it again. But yeah, it's just like, oh, love that company. It was so many good. And I have this singlet thing. I don't know how to put it on to this day because it's like a bodysuit, but the straps kind of twist. So when you're trying to put it on, it's like origami and you can't quite figure it. And it goes just below your butt. So your butt hangs out. And it's super sexy, but I'm like, I can never figure out how to get this damn thing on. It takes me like 20 minutes to figure it out. Because you get and it twisted. Never came with
instructions?
No. It's like you'll twist it trying to put it on and you'll be like, this isn't right. I have to dig up a picture of that. The picture still lives on the internet because it's so sexy, but it was just such a pain to get on. I have to find it. It's here somewhere because I don't know it's not in storage. I bought it after that. Right.
Well, if you find it, take a picture and post it on Instagram. I'm sure we'd all love to see it.
So we'll see. I don't even know where that is. I need to dig through and find that. Oh, it's here somewhere. It's
goals black, for 2024. So
it is. It's here somewhere and I have it, but I don't know where. So much good stuff. Oh.
Yes. So my next question is, is there a pair or brand of underwear you would never, ever wear?
My white brief boys are going to hate me, but Fruit of the Looms again. White briefs. I can't. I don't. The reason I don't like them is because they don't hold their shape. And
yeah, they're saggy.
They're saggy. And guys out there like that, you know, tip my cap to you for liking it. But it's just not me. It's not. I wore them growing up, and I just never wanted to go back there. And as soon as I tried my first bikini, I was like, I'm out. I don't want these things anymore. I'm done. And wear them ever since. And then I think I was telling someone I was 16 by the time I finally got rid of all of them. So from like 13 to 16, I kind of wore half and half. And then by 16, they were all gone. And I'm like, hallelujah. Praise God. Hey.
I've seen some hot guys in cotton FTLs or BVDs or Hanes, but it just reminds me of my father and when I was a child seeing him leaving the bathroom with those things on, and it just turns me off.
See, I love the Calvin.
Turns me off.
I love the Calvin white briefs because they're cut different and they're made better. So I like those, but I don't like Fruit of the Loom. It just brings me back to the dark days of my underwear.
To ill-fitting, uncomfortable days.
And I know they've updated a lot of things in both Hanes and Fruit of the Loom. So I'm like, I know the new ones are probably a lot better, but I'm like, I'm talking about the ones in the 80s. They were horrible. Oh, I can't.
I think the closest I ever had to something like that was when 2Exist came out with the first, I think the brand, the material was called Touch.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those? They were super soft.
Mm-hmm.
And they were bigger on the sides. And I got a couple of those and I actually kind of like them, but that's the closest I've ever gotten to white briefs.
Yeah,
like old school briefs.
It's up to the person. I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna make like boxers I'll make fun of all day long, but white briefs, I'm like, I get why you like it, I get it, but it's just not my thing. You go have fun in it and just enjoy, but I'm not. I will wear Calvin's, I'll wear 2Exist, I'll wear anything else, but I can't.
Not really that.
Can't. Mm-mm. Sorry, boys.
So this was one of my other questions, and I'll just bring it up as the next question. If I paid you $5,000, would you wear Hanes boxer briefs for a solid month?
Oh.
It's no joke. I'm serious.
That's just cruel.
I guess that's a no.
I would have to lean no because, you know, the boxer briefs are just kind of shapeless in Hanes. Now, if you got like the new ones with the pouch, with the new ones with pouches. Yeah, the hammock pouch. Okay. They had it, and the guy has a bulge in the commercial, and I'm just like, what?
Damn.
I was like, oh my god, Hanes is just.
I haven't seen that.
That was about a year or so ago. But yeah, it just makes me feel like I'm wearing a diaper all day. It just, like the original Calvin Klein boxer briefs, I hated them. You know, Marky Mark may have looked good on them, but I hated them because it had no support and it was just loose and baggy. And I'm just like, why am I wearing this thing? I hate this thing. I was like, it's supposed to be the new thing. And I'm like, but it sucks. So yeah, boxer briefs. The only ones I really enjoy are super tight, like spandex shorts with the pouch. Mm-hmm. So cock socks, ergo wear, anything like, obviously, so brands like that I can do. But outside of that, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, it is more difficult. And there's something about those, and we're talking about this too, because I placed a big order on your site for the first time, I think. Everything I bought was boxer briefs, but they were all over there. Like
the trunk ones, the short ones, but
yeah,
you know,
and there's something about those that doesn't feel like underwear. It feels more like, you know, workout tights than anything else. And I think that's why those.
They know how to make a pouch in boxer brief, and it's only a few companies that I really enjoy that with. Because if you don't make it just right, you kind of like move and shift and you're like, oh, no. But Ergo Wear keeps everything in place. Cock socks. Oh, Sucru or whatever. We had a debate over how to say that this week. Out of the UK, they have a great pouch and boxer briefs. So stuff like that I can do, but it's just like, you got to have a good pouch. If you don't and I fall out of it and move, I'm just like, I'm done for the day. I'll take them off first and suffer wearing them all day, because that happened in a review many years ago. It was a boxer brief and I had to take them off. I was like, I just can't anymore. This is just driving me crazy. So I'm like, I will try this later, but not right now. I can't. I need a pouch. I need support. I need, you know, to feel good. Not just like, oh, this riding up my legs and bunching up and it looks like I'm wearing a diaper under my pants, and oh, no, I can't. I just can't.
It makes me wonder who designed those.
Sadist.
Because it almost feels like they were probably designing for a Ken doll.
Yes.
With absolutely no curves, absolutely no bulge. Yeah, there's never support.
I don't get it. I just don't. And I don't see how men in general wear that underwear without a pouch. And so many do. That's the part that kills me. It's like, how? I just can't. You need underwear designed for men. And that's what all the brands that everyone likes out there has. And, you know, whatever you like in your underwear, it feels better. Mm-hmm. But if you have to wear something that, it just makes me,
I'd rather go commando.
Well, that's what I tell people, that boxer briefs. I can do it every so often for certain things. It depends on A, what I'm wearing, and B, what I'm doing, and it can't be for long. But that's another thing I don't get. I'm like, and I've met many people lately who go commando that I meet on, quote unquote, the dating apps, because I have underwear and like all my stuff. And they're like, well, I don't even like underwear. And I'm like, well, I'm not talking to you.
Blocked.
I'm like, I want someone who at least likes it on me. I'm like, but no, everyone I've run into lately, I don't even wear underwear. I don't even own any. And I'm like,
really?
That's a slap in my face.
Is it a Southern thing, you think?
I don't know, but I'm just like, damn. I was like, what is it me running across you boys who don't wear any? I'd rather you wear boxers than this. I'm like, oh.
Than nothing.
I could change you then, but not from nothing to, I was like, whatever.
Have you ever been let down by a particular clothing brand, underwear brand, that you absolutely loved or had high expectations? Let's call them out.
Have I ever been let down?
I have many, many times.
Favorites? Usually not. Like my ones I've already mentioned, not, well, there's only one from Sakura that kind of was like, ugh. It was the crotchless brief. That one was kind of like, oh, okay, I don't, it's commando, but you're wearing everything else. So that one was kind of like,
oh, I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
Yeah. And boys love those because, you know, you can keep
easy access. On.
But, you know, everything's out there. So that one was, I was had high expectations on that one, and it did not perform the way I wanted it to. But, you know, I think it would have been better if I had, like, you know, a detachable, you know, the Titan from end to end, like the detachable pouch. Yeah. That would have been way better because that is,
gives you an option.
It will push everything you have out. And I swear to God, Jesus, every time I wear it, it's just like, oh my God. So I have to wear it somewhere that's going to get the attention. So that one did. One thing that really got me on the blog too was Spanx when they had their underwear.
They did?
Yes. Okay. It was, how was 10 that? Years ago. Well, it had those shirts that sort of, you know, push you in, shape shirts. You couldn't get them on. It was like wrestling to get those damn things on. And if, God forbid, you ever did it after a shower, when you were kind of like, you know, moist. Hey, people who hate that word, sorry. but trying to slip it down, you were like, ugh. And you couldn't reach it in the back. And, ugh. I mean, they worked well, but just trying to get them on was, it was a nightmare. And they had briefs, which were fine, and boxer briefs, which were okay for boxer briefs. But it was very basic, very... I was expecting, you know, really like a suit from them or something like they do for women, but it was like shirts and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I don't have, this is a nightmare.
How was the material? I always wondered.
Material was good. It was like spandexy, but very spandexy. I mean, these things were stuck to you. I'm talking, imagine the tightest spandex you have and multiply it by four.
Like a sausage casing.
It's pretty much. And it did what it's supposed to do, but you couldn't get the damn shirts on. And there were other brands back in the day that did something similar that were just like, oh my God. Let's see, who else during it have let me down over the years? I'm trying to think. There is one brand we reviewed that I really look forward to, and I was just really disappointed. And I cannot remember what it is because I don't think they're still around. I'm trying to think. I was like so looking forward to this, and I got it, and I was like, "Oh no!"
I've had so many of those lately that I think I'm going to stop buying.
It's interesting though, especially if it's a brand you love and they do something, you're just like, "Oh no!" But those are the two that really stick out for me over the years. It's just those two brands. I know there's another, but I cannot remember it. Off the top of my
head. What will you do? Let's bring it up.
Well, when I do, I'll let you know. But I know it's a brand that's no longer around. So I'm just like, it doesn't matter if I say their name or not. Because they're not going to do anything because they're not around.
Talking about brands that are not around anymore. Do you remember Body Bodywear from Canada?
Oh, yes.
With a black waistband?
Oh, yes.
Those were amazing. Well.
I remember them. There's so many brands I remember. Especially back in the day. And you can't find them anywhere now because it's like gone from the internet. Because Calvin Klein had this athletic pair that I just loved, which was had about a 2-inch waistband and was like a tanga cut, so it's like a string bikini. But
yeah,
and it had the little oval logo in the front.
Yes, they were very popular in the early 90s, and
yes.
Jockey made their version of it, which I still have. And I think there is that kind of style from Charlie, but with the big waistband instead of just covering the waistband. But I think they kind of brought that in their own way.
It's like very rare you see a picture of that underwear. And I try to describe it to people and how good this pair was. And people are like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, I know. Oh, I know which brand it was. I remembered it. I didn't get a review. I bought it. Rips. Remember Rips?
I do. I have a couple pairs of them.
That slouch brief.
I don't remember that one. I only have their
a bikini. There was a bikini cut, like a bigger bikini cut, and it had a and it had a tie string in the waistband. So it slouched.
Okay, gotcha.
And yeah, it looked so cool in the picture. It looked amazing. And I'm like, ugh. And they were always at Marshall's. I don't know how many they made, but these things were at Marshall's for like years after they closed. So they must have made a shit ton of them. But that one, I just thought was so incredible. I still have it here somewhere. I think it's over in storage. But it was looked so cool. And I'm just like, ugh, I'm gonna be so happy. I got one. It's in my size. Yay. And then I try it and I'm like, oh, I hate this thing. I hate this.
Too slouchy?
It was too slouchy, not enough support. And I'm just like, ugh. But I got some of their other stuff was good, but just one pair was just like, I'm disappointed.
The other stuff was good. The material was great, but there was something about the way, especially with the thongs, the way they call them jock straps.
Yes.
Which is interesting, but the cup was pushed up. It's kind of hard to describe. It pushes up. So your stuff doesn't really get pushed out. It gets pushed up. It's the weirdest fit. And I've worn it to the gym, and it's depending on what pants I wear, you can definitely tell that something's going on down there.
Yeah.
So when I want to just be a little bit of a hoe, I wear that.
Well, you know, we all have those pairs that we like to show off in. I personally do. I have plenty, like the Titan and some cock socks and some other stuff that I wear. And I'm like, I have to wear it to, you know, like a gay event because it will be appreciated there. Whereas somewhere else, not so much. So I'm like, we'll just, you know, leave this alone for now. So, but yeah.
Have you ever stolen a pair of underwear from the locker room, a store, or from one of your hookups?
Yes. Unequivocally.
Willing to admit it. I love it.
Hookup, of course I have. Because for a while there, I was running into some which I would do this on a regular, not steal them, but I have stolen them from hookups before because they left them in the floor and I wanted the pair and I just stuck it in my pocket and left. Yes, I did that. Don't tell me it's wrong, whatever. It was hot. They were hot and I wanted to keep the underwear. But then
no judgment for me.
Then I discovered that if you just ask the guy for the underwear, 9 times out of 10, they will give it to you.
Huh.
So I would be like, oh, that's hot pair. You mind if I keep it? And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah. And a lot of them would say yes, except for one guy who was just totally offended I asked such a question and was like, do you know how much I paid for that? I'm like, yeah, I know how much you paid for that. So he goes, no.
But I'm worth it.
I'm like, no. And I'm just like, oh, sorry to offend you, but, you know, I'm kind of flattered because I had people return the favor and ask me that too. So I'm like, depending on the pair, it would be like, okay. Some pairs, it's like, not this pair, but I'll bring you one next time. So, but oh yeah.
So you said you've stolen a pair from the locker room, correct?
In my younger days, but I don't know if it's technically stolen because it's
taken
a pair.
You've picked it up.
But it wasn't in a locker. It wasn't this hot bodybuilder wore this green bikini and hung it up on the hooks.
Shower stall.
Well, there were hooks outside and it was a shower room. This one I went to years ago had the shower room, not the stalls. So this was way back in the day. This was in the late 80s, early 90s. So, and then he left. I mean, left the jogger, got in his car and left. And the underwear was still there. And I'm like, well, okay. And so
do you still have it?
No, those wore out many years ago.
Wore them out.
So I did wear them out because I wore them all the time. They were one of my favorite pairs. And so technically that is stealing, but he kind of left it. So
yeah, no, I wouldn't consider that stealing. I would consider stealing if someone were to hang it while they're in the shower and you take it. I've been so close to doing that a couple times.
I came close several times, but I haven't done that. But yeah, it's crossed my mind several times. But no. So that's the only time I've ever done it at the gym because I'm like, but I haven't gone in anyone's locker and taken it because my luck, I'd get found out and they kick me out. So,
but nowadays it's harder because most guys wear, you know, the Hanes boxer briefs. Oh, so I'm not going to steal that shit.
I'm not. But every so often you see that one guy, you're like, ooh. But yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're willing to admit it. I would have lied and said no.
Oh, I'm sure I've done it to more than a couple of hookups. So I just don't remember. But I know one or two that I definitely did and shoved it in my pocket and left. So, and I'm sure he was like, where did my underwear go? And I'm like, I don't know. No one called me or did anything afterwards and asked where it was. So,
yeah,
I don't care. I'm like, I don't know anything. Although every so often I run across pairs in my underwear drawer that I got from hookups. I will find them randomly every so often because they're buried in the third, fourth drawer. I'm like, oh, that was that hot boy. Oh, yeah, I remember that. So, yeah.
Those are great reminders. I've never asked. I've always been a little afraid.
Oh, no.
But I think I'll have to do it at some point if I ever get to that.
Ask, because usually they're flattered and I'm like, what? So I found that to be most guys, except for the one who was complained how much he spent for them. And I'm like, geez, get over it. I'm like, it's underwear. Come on now. I know what you paid. Think about it. If I'm asking for your underwear, I know all these things. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if someone asked me that and I really liked and enjoyed hooking up with them, I would have to say no, even though I would have to say yes, even though I want to say no, just because if I say no, I feel like they might be like, hey, we're not hooking up again. Well, it depends. So it's not worth that.
It depends on the pair. Like, if it's a really good pair that I really like, I'm like,
And how hot he was.
And how hot they were. And two, it's like, hey, but let's get together next week and I will bring you, I'll make it up to you and give you two pairs next week. So, so yeah.
Here we go.
That's, you got to know the tricks on that. So,
we're learning.
Although, I did give someone my very last bike number 10 jock, the classic original, because I'm like, oh, I can just go pick one up. No problem. They're like $6 back in the day. Now they're 20, 30. And I didn't know they were discontinuing that style and changing it. And I got so mad after that. I was like, I gave them that last jock. Damn it.
It warrants you going, hooking up with him again and then going to his drawers and getting it back. Oh,
this was so long ago. And I forgot long time who it was. And then
damn,
I kept looking and looking. And then I realized, shit, they discontinued the whole whatever. So yeah, that's on.
That was a sad day. That was definitely a sad day when they did that.
Well, they discontinued the original look and did the bike written in the waistband before they closed. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I don't like the bike. I want the classic jock with the little thing in front, the little sewn on label in the front.
Yeah, label.
With the stripes, which a friend of mine told me back in the day, the stripes were different for each size. So so whoever in the locker room could sort them easier. I'm like, interesting.
Yeah.
So.
And sometimes with a little space for your name as well. Yeah. Or was that in the back? Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So it's like,
Very cute.
Yeah. So.
Those are very sexy. Very sexy.
They kind of have them again, but not really. So I'm just like,
Maybe one day you'll see it on eBay or.
I don't know. I probably won't pay that much because I know there's some people who are crazy for those jocks. And I'm like, I don't have to have it that bad. I'm like, I like them, but I'm not paying like $100 for one. So.
Or you'll be at a Goodwill.
Or it could be because I've had people and tell me
he'll be there.
They found them in like secondhand shops and stuff. So I'm like, damn.
That's the place to go.
Who knows?
Oh. So my next question. Mm-hmm. Obviously. A guy in his underwear turns you on, like me. But if you had to fantasize about the perfect scenario, what would he be wearing? Where would he be at? And you can be specific about brand, material, color, print, et cetera, et cetera.
What underwear would he be wearing? Or what would he be wearing in general?
Yeah, what would he be wearing? Like a singlet, underwear?
Well, if I had to pick the perfect guy, he would be... He'd either be one of two things. He'd either be taller than me, so he'd be over 6'4".
Damn.
Or he would be under 5'4". So I like... Okay. It's a dichotomy. I like taller.
You like the extremes.
And I like the short kings, as they call them now. Mm-hmm. Love them.
Short kings?
Yeah, that's what they call them. Okay. Now, the short kings.
I think I fit into that category, so I suppose.
It's just like... If you get like 5'6" and under, I'm just like, adorable. Oh my God, I love. So, and two, I can pick them up. So that's the other reason I like them.
Right. It's a lot. They're fun sized.
They are very much fun sized. And they would be in a very good suit.
Okay.
I love men in suits. and I don't get to see it these days because no one wears suits hardly anymore. Even in those professions where you do wear suits, they don't wear them hardly anymore. But he would be in a really good suit, maybe navy blue, white shirt, pink tie, brown shoes, brown belt, and his underwear would match his tie and his socks.
I'm digging that.
So he would have pink socks, pink underwear, and a pink tie. And it would be a bikini. Okay. Probably I would prefer a Cox-Sox bikini because I just love the way it displays everything. And it would be in his office. So, yeah.
You gave us a lot to think about.
Well, that takes me back somewhere, too. So, yeah.
Oh, so you've actually maybe had this experience?
Not in the full suit I want, but in the office, yes.
Damn.
In the office, okay. Yes. I was adventurous in my younger days, and I told people I was a hoe, and, you know, I had my fun. Don't regret a single minute. And now it's like, okay, I can look back and be like, So yeah, I've done some wild things in my younger days. I look so sweet and innocent, and everyone's like, oh my God, you look so innocent. And I'm like, if you only knew.
You're right.
So,
Those are the ones to stay away from.
And I was. I was the one to stay away from. Because I was the heartbreaker, and I'm like, nope, sorry, I'm moving on to the next. Because that was my phase where there's something better coming down the road. And now that I'm older, I realize ain't nothing better coming down the road. So
the grass is greener on the other side.
I said the grass is just as brown as this side as it is on that side. So I was like, if I find someone now, it's like, you got it made now. Because before I'd be like, there's going to be something better coming along. And now it's like.
And I think it's just gotten worse with the apps, you know, because there's more.
I don't get on them that often. Only when I'm on is Scruff. And I rarely get on it. And I was on Grindr for 15 minutes before I deleted it. I just couldn't. I just was like, nope, I'm out. I'm out. I cannot deal with these people. I'm out. So I'm not on any app or any dating site other than Scruff. So it's like,
Yeah.
Can't do it.
But talk about choices. I mean, it's just like a plethora.
Well,
of choices.
I didn't have the luxury of dating apps in my day when I was at my, active. I had to do it the old-fashioned way, where you'd either go meet him at a bar, go out, looking, AOL. That was the big one, was AOL back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Cruising sites.
I did a couple
of cruising sites in Atlanta.
It's just like, okay. And one of the best times I ever had was back in the day, in the early 90s. It's after I broke up with my long-term ex. We went out to the bars, and we were buying drinks for boys, just for the hell of it. And usually most of them had boyfriends, but we're like, whatever, we're having fun. And it was just a blast. Me and like two of my single friends, we just did it and we had so much fun. And it was just like, oh my God. And now they don't do that. Now, if you go to the bar, they're on the apps and looking to see, are you on the app? Are you on the app? And I'm like, I'm like, girl, get over that damn app. You need to learn some social skills. So move on. Cause
I've seen guys at my gym working out, and in between their workouts, they're on the app.
Yeah, no, I'm just
on Grindr.
Just like, nope.
It's a good way to tell who's gay, who's not.
But I'm just like, don't have time. Don't have time. Moving on. Thank you. But yeah, I had to do
talk about. Yeah, and there's more merit to that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, since we were talking about amazing experiences, share with us the most amazing underwear-related experience you've ever had, or we can make it easy if you've had too many in the last 5 years.
There hasn't really been any in the last 5 years. I will say probably the best thing. This is not an sexual experience, but
it doesn't have to be.
This is probably one of the best things I ever did. And I'm so mad now that I didn't wear spandex to this. So in 2014, I went to LA and I specifically flew in early because Andrew Anton was having an event at the Eagle. It was a superheroes event. And I went to the Eagle and all these boys were in spandex. All these boys were running around. He did like a contest. I think he did a contest like at 11 o'clock or something. And the boys in their spandex were up on the bar and it was so much fun. And I didn't bring any spandex and I didn't remember it until we were ready to go. And I'm like, oh, damn, I needed to wear spandex to this. But it was so much fun to go. And I got to see Andrew. and he told him about the blog. And so I had all these boys talking to me about the blog. This was way pre-podcast. And it was just like, oh my God, you have a... And I was like, had tons of cards I was giving out to people to go look at the blog. And it was just so much fun. And I'm like, I need to do that again. I just really need to find me a gear event. And Stevie up in Boston, Undies Cub, is like, come up here. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. And he wants me to get a Puerto Vallarta next month, this month, for the bear thing. And I'm just like, I do not have a passport right now, and B, money to go to Puerto Vallarta. So those are two problems. And I'm not going to get a passport before then. So that was probably the funnest thing. And it was amazing just to go and have fun and be in a place where spandex was appreciated and loved. And because you had guys dressed in superhero stuff and end-to-end singlets and all sorts of stuff. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That sounds amazing. There are not that many spandex events, are there? At least not to my knowledge.
They used to do...
Which is a shame.
The Hard Hero events in New York years ago, which were all spandex. Where at? I don't remember which bars, but they would do them every so often, like twice a year. And it was a long time ago. I haven't seen them advertised in forever. And then they did like a few in LA, but this was many, 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 many years ago. And the guys would go in their singlets and dress up as superheroes or sexy superheroes. And it was amazing. And I don't know why they stopped, but they did. And it's sad. We need more singlet or spandex events. I'm just saying. Singlet.
I know. Maybe you and B can host something at Blake's or at the Eagle or I was going to say Backstreet, but that's not.
I wish.
That's no longer around.
I wish Backstreet was still here. That was so much fun. Oh my God. I love that place.
Three
floors of fun, and you never lingered in that first bathroom. Unless you were looking for some party favors, and then you were in the right spot. Because we would go, it's like, I gotta go to the bathroom before we go. I was like, the only bathroom is, the party bathroom. Don't linger, because they'll be like, what do you want? What do you want? I'm like, nothing, just to pee.
Yeah, they were aggressive.
What do you want? Then get out of here if you're not buying anything. I'm like, I just have to pee. Hold on, I'll be out of your way. So yeah, you didn't linger in that bathroom.
So could you and B maybe host something in
the near
future?
We're working on that. We're working on a swimwear get-together. So thongs and swim briefs is what I want to do, but it's like wear. So we're working on that. That's one thing I really would love to do this year, sort of opposite the two thonger events, so you don't compete with them, but have people come to and then try to venture into more things. That is my goal. That has always been my goal. So this year I'm trying to make it happen. So it's finding places to host.
I'd love to go.
Finding places to do it, because, one of the complaints I've heard about thonger weekends in Palm Springs is it's not at a clothing optional resort. You have to keep your swimsuit on, and some boys want to take the swimsuit off. So I'm like, boys be boys, do what you want. I don't care. But so I'm like, do we need to go to like a beach, like Black's Beach in San Diego, where a bunch of people can go and it doesn't really matter, or Hollover in Miami? So I'm like, I don't know where we need to do, what we need to do, but I'm like, we need to do something. And Palm Springs has always been on my list. I've yet to go. So I'm like, and I'm trying to keep it in the U.S. So, boys without passports don't have to worry.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah. I was going to say Puerto Vallarta, but yeah, that's,
I was thinking Puerto Vallarta too, but maybe I have to get a passport for that. I know Hawaii's super expensive. Puerto Rico is not too bad, but it's like, so yeah, I want to do it. It's just getting it all together and the stars align and my budget align and do it. So I would love to do it this year and do it on a regular basis, if not once a year, twice a year.
That would be fun. I definitely go.
Because so many want to, like, oh, you should do a cruise. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to do a cruise, because not everyone likes cruises. And but go somewhere, and I want to do it around like a store somewhere too, that we could go shopping at, or several stores that is not just whatever, and bring Andrew in from end to end to bring stuff to sell, and a couple people. if we couldn't get a store, you know, something like that. And then have other events where, you know, if you want to lay by the pool the entire weekend or days we do it, no problem. If you want to go somewhere and do something, do it. So there's no real strict agenda or schedule of events, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can, we're going to go eat here. If you want to go, go. If you don't, just who cares? Do your thing. We're going to do this, or maybe like one night do a big dinner or something. But other than that, you know, just do your own thing. Go have fun. I don't want to schedule people. It's like, if you want to go hiking, go hiking. You want to go shopping, go shopping. I'm like, have fun.
The more you say this, the more I keep thinking about Puerto Vallarta, because I've been there twice with a bunch of friends for Halloween. And it just lends itself to...
Well, too, I've met someone that has store in Puerto Vallarta that I'm trying to connect with, who doesn't think he should come on the podcast because he doesn't think he's interesting enough. And I'm like, really? Whatever.
Okay.
And also, English is not his first language, so that's another one. But I'm like, we can work around that. I was like, you speak English, obviously, well enough to type it, so I'm sure we can work around that. So that would be good. So that may be an option too, because it's not that expensive to go there. So it's not like it's going to be super outrageous. So it's there. It's on the list. So I've got to research and do things and
more work
add on and be the little host that I'll be there and have to meet everyone and greet everyone. And because I've thought it so through that I wanted to have like little welcome bags for all the boys when they get there. So it's like, we got to have something like special, you know, give them special swimsuit for that weekend or, you know, sunscreen, stuff like that. UNB hat or something.
I don't know. Collaborate with Andrew. That would be amazing on that gift bag.
That's true. So that's one thing I thought. I'm like, if you're going to come, you know, we got to do something special.
Yeah.
At least for the first one and probably all of them, but you know. As you can tell, I've given this lots of thought over the years.
I know you have.
So it's not like something I'm like, we're just going to do it. I'm like,
just winging it.
No, I know what I want to do. And I'm just like, I may have to settle for less the first one and then go from there and grow it. But
it could be thong stock.
Well, boys love thongs.
Bikini stock.
And that's what I told them. Like, the thonger weekends are just thongers. And I'm like, well, I prefer a brief on me personally. So, but you know, have it for both. Let you wear whatever the hell you want to wear. If it's thong, wear a thong. If it's a brief, wear a brief. No one cares. Just get together, have fun and shop and eat, drink, be merry. Even though I don't drink. So, you know, friends are like, but it won't be any fun if you don't drink. I'm like, trust me, I can get enough trouble not drinking. Trust me. I do not.
Maybe some gummies.
I don't need. Well, that I would. That's always good, especially if it's legal in whatever state we're in. It is not legal here, which sucks.
It's not?
No. Medical, yes. Of course it's Georgia. It's Georgia. And,
oh, God.
You know.
Oh, Georgia.
I'm like, God made
it. They're so far behind.
I'm like, God made it. All you have to do is dry it. It's not like any of the other drugs you have to refine. This is made by your Lord and Savior. So, yes, we need to have it. So, thank you. It's 100% legal. So, 100% natural. So move on, people.
Georgia and their crazy liquor store, grocery store laws. I never quite understood that. So puritanical. Well,
every time I go to Vegas, it's like your entire, what is it? It's Walgreens has a full liquor section. Oh, my God. The first time it just blew my mind coming from the South. So
it is amazing. And I'm just you can get used to it.
So, yeah. It's been in the works, so we've talked about it, and I know we've talked about it for the boys on the podcast to all meet up too. So, but I want to open it up to everyone, not just the boys who come on the podcast, which I'm trying to meet as many as I can this year. I've met a few, not many in person, and there's quite a few I want to meet in person now. So I'm like, this is year to do it.
That would be a good way of meeting all your fans.
I want to meet all my boys on the podcast. I'm like, there's so many I want to meet. I'm like, I'm such good friends with them, but I've never, you know, laid eyes on them. So,
yeah,
that's my goal.
So I have this thing about women wearing tights. I feel like 90% of them should not be wearing them. So for me, that's one thing I'd love to ban. Is there an article of clothing that you'd like to see banned? Let's discuss and maybe start a movement.
Boxers. Fully. Although I have several people who would kill me. They wear the boxers and they guess enjoy them. I don't see how. But
yeah,
that would be top of my list to ban. That would be it. I would be like, gone, poof, out of existence. But yeah, that's the one. Everything else kind of depends on the person. Because, you know, like in the spandex, I like to see the boys in singlets and tights and shirts and the armor suits and mm-hmm. all that fun stuff. So, yeah, I'm just like, boxers have got to go. I could leave boxer briefs because, you know, there are some good ones, but boxers, there's no good boxers. Maybe silk boxers, but that's pushing it.
But there's some really, there is this brand out of Hong Kong. Oh, what are they called? I can't remember. But they have these mini boxers and they have a built-in pouch inside. Oh,
those, yes. Those are,
you know, which ones I'm talking about?
Yes, I could, those yeah. I don't mind because,
those are nice.
Like
they're like booty shorts.
Ozzy Bomb came out with some years ago that I have that are Valentine's boxers, but they have the pouch in it. So that I could see, but out just regular boxers, like cartoon boxers and shit like that. These, no, it's gotta go. Bye, boo. Gotta go. If you take off your pants and you have cartoon boxers or SpongeBob or something, I'm just like, no. If you have the SpongeBob Ozzy Bomb briefs, yeah, you get points, but the boxers themselves, no. They're ugly.
How about shorts over tights at the gym when people squat or just work out?
No.
I hate that. I'd love to ban that.
No, that's a no. Just wear it. Who cares? We inspired Glasgow Lycra this week to ditch his shorts. So he went out running without his shorts over his tights.
Yeah.
And now he's doing it. So I'm like, yay. By the time your podcast comes out, it'll be outdated. Yay. But yeah, that's another thing we need to do away with is the shorts, especially the guys at the gym who look good in them and always wear. I'm like, why are you wearing shorts over them? I'm like, show off everything. Come on now.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be obscene, right?
Well, I'm not asking you have to wear the end-to-end pouch tights where, you know, although I've had several people tell me they wear them to the gym.
Everything is shown.
And I'm like, you must go to a gay as hell gym because no. But if you just wear like the regular ones, I'm like, you're not really going to show a lot. I mean, depends on how gifted you are. But if you're like normal, you're not really going to show too much. And you can always wear a thong under it if you're worried about, you know, showing too much and not showing lines. So, but yeah, it's like we need guys to wear that. And I want gyms that let you wear singlets or, you know, one piece spandex to work out in. And it's not a big deal because I know many people want to work out in like singlets or even the zip up suits. And it's like, no, you can't wear that. And it's like, oh, get over it. Women wear all the time. And just because it's a guy, you don't, whatever.
Yeah. I tested that the other day. Well, actually, this was like around November. I worked out with my straight buddy and I wore a singlet and no one said anything about it. I thought management was going to say something.
Wow. But they didn't,
so I'll have to do it again.
That's not.
I know. And I didn't take any pictures, but it was very comfortable.
And down here, of course, you know, oh my God, the bulge. Oh, the children. It's always the children down here.
Well, talking about, I know, right? Everything's the children. Talking about bulges, there's this guy that I follow out of, I think he lives in Florida, and he wears the next to nothing tights. I'm sorry, not next to nothing. The Ergo Wear.
Oh, so yeah, he's wearing.
Because Ergo Wear made these like long johns, yes. But I guess you could wear them as tights.
You can.
And that really is
it's
completely obscene in a very good way.
It's showing it all off. I'm telling you, these things.
He's brave.
And these guys do it. I'm like, you know, if you can get away with it and your gym lets you, go for it. I tip my cap to you. But I know anywhere I work out here, even the gay, I think we still have a gay gym. I don't even remember.
Oh, the one in next to the it's in the Midtown next to that Starbucks. Yeah,
well, that one is, there used to be like a separate gym that was like, independent and the gay gym, and the boys ironed their clothes before they went, their gym clothes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's too much. Yeah, they would iron their t-shirts and have the perfect, like,
this must have been the 90s.
It was like late 90s, early 2000s. And they would like roll up their sleeves and had to have it pressed just right. Because I remember someone I was friends with going, oh, I have to go home and iron my gym clothes. And I'm like, what? They're like, oh, yeah, you have to have the perfect everything. And I'm just like, oh, that's too much. No.
Too much pressure.
But yeah, it was off Cheshire Bridge somewhere. And I forget the name of it. But all the gays went there and it was like, oh, whatever.
And now they're at the LA
Fitness. Yeah, now they're at the LA Fitness in Ansley. So, yeah. Go have fun, boys. I can't go there because that's just too much drama for me.
So I have one last question, and this is really related to your podcast. Mm-hmm. As someone who owns and hosts their own podcast, I'm curious to know about the highs and lows of your hosting experience. Would you share some insights into the challenges you faced and the most rewarding aspects you've discovered along the way?
Well, those are easy questions. You saved the easiest one for last. It has been very rewarding this past year because we've really taken off. We started back in 2018. I originally launched it in 2009 and it went through 2012 and never really caught on. And looking back at those shows, now I know why they didn't catch on. And two, I think it was a little early in the podcasting boom before to really catch on. But we came back in 2018 because I wanted to just talk underwear with people. And I got Andy and Eric on. And so we'd talk whenever. But it's really when I switched it over to the Brief Tales and started getting guys' stories. Because I thought it would be a good idea, but I didn't realize how good of an idea it would be. And once that started, things just started falling into place. And one of the best things about the podcast is actually getting emails from people who feel like the podcast has changed their life because they have someone who feels exactly the way they do. And they usually feel alone. They don't have anyone to talk to. They're in, you know, they're either straight guys who don't have anyone to talk to, or, you know, you're gay in a rural area. And, you know, you get to hear these stories and it's like, oh, my God, that's my story. This is very similar to me. Oh, my God.
Right.
Here is one. The one that sticks out the most is the guy who was bi and Patrick told his story about coming out and he had the same exact story. And he's like, I pulled over crying because, you know, this was my story. This is everything I went through. Oh, my God, I'm not alone. So that has really made me focus on shows more. And I think it made me better. Because I still do silly, we still will do silly shows. We still will do fun shows. We still will have fun with it, like the Thong Show this week. But it makes me really think about shows before I do them. Because I want to get the right people on. I want to get the
right
topic. I want to get everything done. And now it makes me think. It's like, okay, people really enjoy this. So I feel like I have a responsibility to make good shows now. Which I didn't at the beginning because it was just like, oh, we're going to have fun. And now it's like, okay, I've done shows. Probably the flip side of that is we've done shows that were so horrible, I never planned to release them. I knew halfway through this was an awful idea. We did a group show where it was going to be four topics, four different guys, and talking for 15 minutes about a topic. Well, you have to have the right topic for that show, and we did not. And I'm not sure we would have had the right topics for that show. And it did not go 15 minutes. And it was a horrible train wreck. It was miserable. And it's never seen the light of day. Although people said I should release it to the Patreon people. And I said,
I was just going to say that.
And I was like, you know, I want them to keep paying their money. And if I put this out, they're going to be like, oh, hell no. We are not giving him any more money. It's that bad. So we've done a lot of shows that are just horrible. In training, because I tell people, like, when it's a new show, because we just did the first review show, and I was like, on paper, this looks really good. I think we have a good show, but in reality, I thought that too many times before, and it turned out very well. Was it the perfect first show? No. But do I see the potential? Oh, yeah. The review shows will be back. There's so much potential there. There's so much more we can do with it that I don't know until I get there. But the other downside is scheduling and recording. That is a full-time job. everyone thinks, oh, you just hop on a podcast and you do it. I'm like, nope. For the brief tales, I send out the questions ahead of time to all the guys so they know them, so you're familiar with them. I try to jump on a call with as many people as I can beforehand just to, because a lot of guys are nervous. A lot of them have never talked about underwear. A lot of them have done different things. Yours was one of the first ones that, you know, one of the few that I didn't know much about you, but it kind of clicked and we talked forever. And I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. It's like, I've known him forever. But there are a lot of people who are nervous. You could tell it when it starts, they're very nervous. They're very okay. And they loosen up as we go. So just trying to deal with time zones, different schedules, getting people on different shows in general. When you get more than two people, it starts to get exponentially harder to get it together. Group shows are a total nightmare, like the one we just had, because I had to say, all right, here's the time we're doing it. You make it. You don't. I can't try to get everyone's schedule. I'm telling you going in, it's going to be Sunday, 8:00 Eastern. Bam. If you can make it, make it. If not, I can get someone else. So that's what I had to do with the group shows. I can't work around eight people's schedule anymore. I'm like, not doing it anymore.
And you would never tell, at least I would never tell, because I listened to it and it was just so much fun. The Thong Show, which I'm sure that's the one that you're specifically talking about the most recent.
It was easy to set up, but the questions were not in any sort of order because I wrote them a couple of weeks before, I think before Christmas. I didn't put them in any order. I meant to go back and change them up. I didn't. And so by the time it came out, I'm like, this is either going to be really good or really bad. I don't know how this is going to turn out. And even recording it was a little wonky at times. And thank God for editing. Well, editing will fix a lot of the wonkiness. So, because people come on and think, oh my God, the show's going to be terrible. And because we have a show coming out, that the person on it, we were kind of like, it was kind of off from our last podcast. And then I listened to it when I was editing it, and I'm like, you know, it really wasn't. I guess it was just mood or something. But editing fixes a lot of problems in podcasting. And editing is my other biggest gripe because I hate to edit. Oh my God, it's time consuming. It is. But it's one of those things I have to do. Because if I put out a show without editing, like if I put out this show without editing, people would be like, oh, that show wasn't nearly as good as your others.
Yes. You are going to make me sound like a total professional.
Well,
after your editing tricks.
But it's a necessary evil. I'm learning new tricks as I go.
It is.
My editing time has been cut down significantly I learned how to take out certain sounds with the click of a button now. Riverside gives us different tracks. So if there's, I can take out extra sounds on the other when the person's not speaking, take those out. And I found a way to take out delete large spaces. So if there's a blank space where no one's speaking, it'll take it out. And there's very little editing I have to do when it comes to that now. Because before that was 80% of my editing was taking out spaces. And now I can focus on the ums, the repeated words, the what else? Speaking of ums, filler words, you know, and
like.
So those are my two. Oh my God. I'll leave those in there for reference, but I try to take as many out as possible. Or I say stupid things twice in a row, or I'll say a stupid thing. And I'm like, why did I say that there? That's just so stupid. But I never get mad at our host. I usually get mad at me when I edit because I know what I do. And I'm like, why did you do that? That's so stupid. And writing show notes is another thing I hate, but luckily Riverside does it for me now. So I'm like, yay. Unless we have technical issues, then it doesn't do it. And we've had that twice in the last 2 weeks. So, yeah.
Well, you can definitely, at least I can definitely tell a difference because I started listening to your podcast halfway through, I don't know what number of episodes you are in, but it was half of that. And so in the last couple of months, I've been going back to the very beginning and you can completely tell a difference. And well, you can tell that you're like mastering your craft of not only interviewing, but putting it together. And just the way you're delivering and your energy throughout the show, it feels like you're more in command of it. So, you know,
Well,
I think it's a good thing, right? Like, it's always, you're always improving. Yes,
I've learned quite a bit. If you listen to the very first shows, the 2009 through 12, I did not edit them. So that's one of their problems. It was recorded through Skype, probably. So that was another problem.
Yeah, it sounds like a phone interview.
It was a phone interview.
From the 90s.
They're very much in that, because that's all that was available at the time, because now we have so many other things. But interviewing, I've been good at, but I've gotten better. Because my job in interviewing, and I look at it this way, is to let the person talk, to let them go, to share their story. I'm not there. I try not to, but every so often I tell the same damn story over. And that gets cut out a lot because a lot of people don't hear it, but the guest wants to hear it. And it's something that pertains to them. And I always tell them, I'm cutting that story out because I've told it like 14 times already. And the general public doesn't want to hear it again. So that's me. But I'm like, you have to talk. I ask you questions that people want to know the answers to, because in the middle of interviewing someone, I'm thinking the same thing that I hope the listeners are thinking and try to ask. And then three, it's making them sound good, because if you're nervous coming on, I want you to come away from the podcast knowing I gave you a chance to shine. I gave you a chance to speak to who you are, get your story out and correct, and not really have any issues. No one's really said anything that, you know, made the podcast bad or anything, or made it so that it was, you know, I shouldn't have said that, or I went too far. And I tell people going on, I'm like, okay, you have to tell your story. You have to tell what is important to you, but you do not have to go into detail about your personal life, your love life, your place of business, where you work. I was like, if you want to tell what kind of work you do, great. You don't want to mention it, great. And anonymity is something that's very important to us, because so many guys can't really do this in the open. Mm-hmm. So that's important to us as well, that, you know, if you want to come on, you can use any pseudonym you want. Go by your online name, like your Twitter name, your Instagram name, and tell your story and not have to worry about it. So, and I try to do that with brands too, but it's really good to, you know, get people together and talk. That's the main thing. I try to get guests, especially in our regular shows, that like to talk about underwear and have a point of view. And if I don't agree with it, I don't agree with it, but I want people to have a point of view and really share what they want to share. So that's my goal in any podcast. And I think about it going into it now more than I ever have. It's like, okay, what are going to be good shows? What are people, what do they want to know about? What do they want to hear about? What do I think they need to hear about? Because this year is also the year of pushing the boundaries a little, like Tuck It Up mm-hmm. was one of those stories.
I love that episode.
I thought
it was very informative.
You know, there's going to be a lot of people who skip this episode. I said to myself, but I think it's very important to have Josie on to tell her mm-hmm. story, to tell about her brand, that people I know probably went and bought after that. But I'm like, I know there's going to be a large percentage of guys who aren't going to really care in our audience. And I'm like, that's fine, but I'm going to bring you those stories. I'm going to bring you stuff mm-hmm. that I think you need to hear that's important to the community. So, and she is so lovely and she is so beautiful. If you see her picture, oh my God, Josie is...
I'll have to look it up.
I'll send you her profile, her personal profile, because she promotes that and Tuck It Up. So, but she's so amazing and so positive and so... It blew me away on that episode because I'm like, oh my God, this is just amazing. And I want to get her back on to talk more too. So she's more than willing to come back on. But it's like, yeah, if you see her, you're just like, oh my God, she's gorgeous. So yeah.
Yeah, I listened to that episode while I was riding my bike somewhere around the store. I think I was going to the gym, and I didn't really read the preview, but the word kind of spoke to me, I suppose. And so I found it not only informative, I tend to be a very curious person. Mm-hmm. And even though I don't have the need to tuck or have underwear to tuck, I just find it so interesting to be able to experience other people's experience mm-hmm. in life and just be able to kind of connect with them through their stories. Exactly. So I think that's why I love your podcast, because it's just brings people together. And I think it gives people, it gives guys or anyone from the community the opportunity to just be honest and tell their stories. And I think that's why it's been so successful.
Well, hopefully it'll stay that way. But I have so many guys I ask, and this happened actually today. I'm not interesting enough for a podcast. I have so many guys tell me I'm not interesting enough to be on your show.
That's really, well, that's a shame.
And I'm like,
but
I'm like, you are interesting enough. I was like, you just don't see it.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
come on the show and I will show you how interesting you are. I will show you everything you don't think is the case. But so many guys out there, and I run into this daily, do not realize how much they influence others. They're in their,
that's very interesting,
section of social media. And I'm like, I've told several guys, I was like, do you know how much you influence people? They're like, no, I don't. And I'm like, I have tons of guys who comment on episodes who tell me, oh, so-and-so, oh my God, I love his style. I love what he does. Oh my God. Or someone else. And I'm like, none of you realize how much, and that hit me this year too, is how much you influence people. And I realized I actually do have an effect on people. I'm like, oh my God, I have a,
yeah.
Oh my God, I really do have an effect on people. And I'm not saying it to be full of myself. It's just now I think about that too when I do shows. It's like, okay, I have a standard now. I've got to hold up to it. I need to keep doing this, keep putting out new guys. And I tell people, it's like, if you have eight, because people who have like 300 people following them, I'm like, you actually influence the people you follow. You may not see it, but you do. And I've had tons of people tell me that. And I told one person that this week, and I'm like, you really inspire me. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, you inspire me with what you do. And he's just like, oh my God. And I'm like, you do.
I think that's always hard though, to kind of see from your side, from, you know, from my perspective. For example, I posted something today and I got a few, you know, DMs and very nice messages. And I don't ever see how I could be doing something that
influences people.
I'm just doing my own thing. You know what I mean? But that's what I mean. I think a lot of us don't really.
Your show. We just
do our thing and.
Has blown up. Your picture is probably one of the most popular pictures we've ever had on our Instagram.
It's the white briefs.
It keeps going.
The white briefs and socks.
And when people. Because that show was a very good show. I knew 10 minutes in, this was going to be a very good show. And I tell people who want to come on, listen to this show. If you want to hear a good show, listen to Jay's show. It is one of the best ones we've ever done. And I give them a bunch of people.
Good to hear.
Because I'm like,
yeah,
it's, you came ready to talk. You came ready to be open. You came just to have fun. And it showed.
A little hammered, I must say.
Oh, well, that helped too.
I'm kidding.
We've had people who have partaken in the gummies or the adult spirits before they got on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I want them to be very comfortable. And sometimes it's hard to do with the guy because they're just so nervous. And other times, like you and a couple others, it's just like talking to a friend you've had forever. And that's what's so fun about the show to me now is it's really gone somewhere where I never expected it to go. We're growing still. We're podcasting every time I turn around lately. So many people now want to hit them up, know it, because you're the one of the first ones. I was like, when I hit you up, you're like, oh yeah, I listen to your show. And I'm like, what? You what?
Yep.
I'm like, I don't have to tell you anything about this. Wait a minute here. You're throwing me off my game here, because normally I'm like ready to go into my spiel and be like, here's this. And you're like, oh yeah, I know all about. I'm like, wait, what? Wait, no, wait, this is unreal. Okay. So yeah, I was like ecstatic that I was telling everybody. And I was like, oh my God, he knew about the podcast before. I was like, oh my God. But more and more.
And I'm sure you're going to run more into those as the podcast now, keeps growing.
Now that more people have come on, other people have told people, other people have done things. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, come on now. Cause a lot of people, like I said, think they're not interesting enough or they just don't, they're just kind of like, I don't understand a podcast. They don't listen to them. So they don't know. And it's like, So I have to sell it to them. And
yeah,
because everyone has a story to tell. And I try to tell them that. And I'm like, you have such a story to tell. And then,
and that's what makes it interesting.
And I try to get guys back on that I really like and then know will do a good show. Like you, like, you know, the Jocker Room, Eric and Andy, who else? There's so many people I have on my list right now that are just so amazing and mix well together. And it's like, I really want to have good shows that have really good content, but fun. And then we'll have like the Thong show, the group shows that are just totally fun. There may be no redeeming quality, but it's going to be fun. So that's mine. And it's just amazes me to this day that I have such an influence on people and they enjoy what we do so much. And it makes me so happy every time I get an email or DM from people about the podcast that I never heard of before. Someone random. And I'm like, oh my God, it's not the usual that's people. Amazing. It's somebody new. Wait, what? So yeah, it's a joy. I love doing it. It brings joy to my life now, even though I have to edit. It still brings joy. It's way overshadowed by the rest. So yeah.
Yeah, it's like a full-time job.
But it's fun. It's definitely like a full-time job. It saved my sanity last year, I will say. It saved my sanity. It was a bad year last year. So this year is not kicking off great, but I can only
get be better.
So, and the podcast is doing amazing, so I can't really complain about it.
Well, I definitely, obviously I'm a fan and I'll keep listening, but I was really, really happy to get that perspective from the trans community, because unfortunately that's that's a community that I don't have much contact with and know much about. So having, you know, more people featured on your podcast that belong or identify as trans would be great for me, so I could be a little bit more knowledgeable on their experience. And, you know,
like I said,
so I look forward to those.
I have a couple different ones planned that I think guys need to hear. Whether you listen to it or not, like, it's up to you, but I'm going to do it this year. Yeah. So I'm going to take some risks this year. So yeah, it'll be fun.
Well, I look forward to every single episode, and maybe I will get to finally meet you in person.
Well, hopefully.
If you host one of those pool parties that you're so legendary.
So many people in the New York City area that I'm like, I need to come up to New York and meet. Because there's like a good 8 to 10 people up in that area. And I'm like, oh. And if I'm up there, I'm going to go up to Boston to meet with some other people. Like Stevie, I haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I need to go. If I'm going to New York, I might as well hop on the train and go up to Boston.
Yeah.
It's only right up the road from there. So yeah.
Not that far.
But
yeah.
Yeah. There's so many people I got to meet. So.
You'll do your summer tour. Well, yeah, definitely hit me up. It'll be fun to actually catch up in person.
Let you know, because you're on the list.
On the naughty list, or what kind of list?
Well, it's about? The meetup in person list, so I guess it's the naughty list.
Oh, yes.
And hopefully, and of course, up where you are, a bunch of them are into spandex. So I'm like, well, we got to do something spandex if I come up. Come on now.
That would be fun. I don't do that much. I have a lot, but I don't really seem to wear it. I'm trying to be a little bit more
if it's just
mindful and
a house party
and take it out and about.
Come over and put on your singlets. We may do that. So something. I'm like
cocktails and singlets,
Or something. You know, even if it's just meet up at someone's house, because I know several people love it up there. So I'm like, I could bring some spandex. I've got no problem with that. I have so much. So, and I keep buying more.
Then there's no excuse.
Oh, only bad thing is storage, but yeah.
I'm running into that problem now.
That's a good problem to have. That's what I tell people. It's like, you don't have an underwear problem. You have a storage problem.
I do. And
in New York City, you really have a storage problem.
You do really have a problem. And so I've been wondering where I'm going to put the things that I bought from you.
Well.
Because I really don't have any room. Maybe in my oven. I've got room in my oven.
Tiny. They won't take up much space. That's the good thing about underwear. It's tiny. It won't take up much space. So.
I guess. I suppose.
That's the way it goes. So yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to interview you. I hope that, I learned a lot more. And I hope your listeners also found the questions interesting and they learned a little bit more about you.
We may have to do this again because this was fun.
A part two.
We may have to do a part two later this year or so. But yeah, I had a blast doing this. And so many people are looking forward to the show. I did not know I was that big of a draw. It's going back to not realizing how big you are. It's like, oh, you really want to know a lot more. Okay, well, you're getting that opportunity. Yay.
So will the key art feature you in one of your singlets?
That's a good question. I will come up with something. I have some time to figure it out, so we'll figure out something. I may actually do a picture of me in it.
I look forward to that.
So we'll you'll be surprised when you see the cover art. I'm just saying.
Do it. Just do it for your fans. So, we still want to see
we'll,
it.
We'll figure it out. So, yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you
for coming up with the questions.
And I look forward to a future conversation,
of
course.
Oh, yeah. We will. Definitely. Definitely, definitely.
So do you want to take it over and
sign
off?
You sign off. It's your show. This is your show.
It's my show. Well, I don't know how to sign off.
Oh, it's simple. How should I sign just off? Where can they follow you?
Where can they follow me? They can follow me on Instagram at a guy named Joe.
And
where can they follow you?
You can be Tim on just about every social. So go look for me, Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram, wherever.
OnlyFans.
I wish. We're going to do an OnlyFans eventually so we can get some more money. But I'm going to pimp out other people. So
I think that's a great idea.
I'll be the pimp and everybody else will be on it.
There are a lot of guys that want to be pimped out that are your fans. And I will include myself.
Well, good.
In it.
So we're,
if it means making money for the podcast, I will pimp my ass.
We will talk about that more because, you know, I'm not above pimping people out. So yay. Thank you all listening, people. We will have a new podcast for you soon. And have a great week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at unbblog.com. Also, follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.